Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Selma Police Chief Spencer Collier is retiring from the police department. Mayor Dario Melton says the retirement is effective July 30th and Collier is currently on medical leave. No word on a timeline for selecting a new police chief. EMA officials from across the state are in Prattville this week for the Disaster Preparedness Conference. Yesterday, officials discussed the pros and cons of declaring a state of emergency and how local EMAs can do their jobs more effectively. And LifeSouth needs your help. Community blood centers are facing a need for all blood types right now. Blood donation usually drops in the summer because of vacations and school breaks, but the need for blood remains. Contact LifeSouth for more information on how you can donate. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Authorities releasing new details on the investigation into David Ortiz's shooting.
Police say this was all part of a sophisticated hit.
The first person to be sentenced in the college cheating scandal will not go to prison.
I have taken responsibility for my actions.
Former White House aide Hope Hicks will testify before a congressional committee investigating President Trump.
Oscar-winning actor Cuba Gooding Jr. is planning to turn himself in to police in New York after a woman accused him of groping her in a bar. An accusation Gooding denies.
A House committee voted to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt for withholding documents related to the 2020 census.
If somebody called from a country, we have information on your opponent, I think I'd want to hear it.
You want that kind of interference in our elections?
It's not an interference.
For the first time in their history, the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions.
Never been more proud to wear this jersey. This group of guys is, it's unbelievable.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. It's time for our Marguerite Forever Diamond, 1-carat diamond drawing. And
$10,000.
$10,000 value. I see Sue's name was at the one at 6 a.m. this morning. I should ask her about that.
Okay,
so give me a drum roll. Susie Pullen, P-U-L-L-E-N. Susie, you need to call this cell phone number, 396-5477, 396-5477. Your name, if you call within the hour, your name is going to be in the drawing for the $10,000 Marguerite diamond ring.
That ring's got to be beautiful.
That is, I tell you what, Susie, if I were you, I'd give him a call.
Maybe we could use it.
Get in on that bad boy. Couple of things here. First time calls, just let John, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. I'll be honest with you, we're kind of light on the name, so give us a buzz so we can get your name in. I want to get that bad boy away.
Good chance of winning.
I know. Very good chance of winning, and you know it's going to be a lot of fun. Father's Day edition of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. A reminder, they've got the tomahawk steaks. They've got the ribeye prime and premium on sale at Fresh Market for Father's Day. They also have the ribs they're selling on Saturday, 11 to 3. $14.99, as John will attest, they are great. I mean, I've had, you know, I bought several ribs there. I've had friends come over, not been able to finish, and I've been munching on those bad boys for a couple of days. So they are really, really good. So take advantage of that. Let's get to the phones here. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Wow, is this a beautiful day or what?
It really is. I mean, this morning, it was so cool outside. It was cool.
Oh.
It was in the 60s last night. It gets down to the 50s tonight, I believe.
Oh, it's paradise, man, with that moon. What a beautiful June, May-like evening.
Yeah, really. It was spectacular.
I am stunned what Adam Schiff just said, that information from a foreign government is considered a political contribution. Now, damn it, that's really stretching the truth. I can't believe he used those terms exactly. That's not what the laws are written about, is it, Dan?
No, it's not. And the Adam Schiff, I noticed, all of a sudden said today for the first time that call that he got about dirt on Donald Trump from Russia and that Vladimir Putin knew about it, he said he reported that to the FBI. I hope somebody's checking that out, because that's the first I had heard of that ever.
Yeah. I mean, what a pathetic bunch of folks. Donald Trump is just so open and honest with his feelings and everything. It's just amazing how uncloaked he is all the time. And, you know, the things he say are shocking because he is uncloaked, so to speak. And it's just wonderful to have a president to be able to do that.
It really is. And I watched that interview several times, and he is just very matter-of-fact. And, I mean, when you watch that interview, that's Donald Trump. And he didn't care that's George Stephanopoulos. He gave that George a honest answer to every single question he asked.
Yeah, and he's the man. He's dependable for that. I'm working so hard on everybody, all my customers, anybody might be a Democrat, telling you folks better get off your butts. If you want to have an America in 4 more years, you better vote for Donald Trump, or you ain't going to have a country to work with.
Well,
so,
and I tell you,
rise up, Bubba's.
If we don't get to the bottom of this thing, we're not going to have a country. And I think that Donald Trump realizes that. I think he is going to put all his energy to make sure this kind of crap never happens again.
Absolutely. And he means it to anybody. He's probably the only person that means that truly and sincerely, but I think he really means it. He wouldn't want it to happen to any candidate of any party.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's one of the only ones that really truly mean that. But great to have you back, Joey. Hope you enjoyed your vacation.
Joey's not back yet. That's John.
That's John.
John comes back. Joey comes back on Monday.
Gotcha. Well, Big John's doing a great job as always, and enjoy the show. Thank you very much. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Thanks for your time. I appreciate you. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Catman. Katmandu. Hey, Catman.
Hey, great show, guys.
Thank you.
I just heard the clip during the news break, right? And if Adam Schiff doesn't understand what Donald Trump just did to him, he's bigger in it than we all thought. Because he just basically said, I would do this, so everyone can say that they wouldn't do it, and then he's going to throw the book at him and said, oh yeah, you already did it, so who's lying to who here? So he's a master fiddle player, man. I love everything that he's done.
I agree. I think he really is. I think he's playing a great game of chess with them.
Oh yeah. It's crazy. It's fun to sit back and watch and just kind of shake your head at how dumb the Democrats and all the even the crazy party Republican types are.
Well, and when these Democrats do these absolutes that you absolutely should never do X, Y, or Z, I guarantee you there are people who have brought dirt to some of these Democrats and they have used it. And
well,
I think Barack Obama was one of them.
Of course they have. I don't think President Trump does any of this stuff without the calculated understanding that the reaction he's getting is exactly what he wants. And then 2 days later, everyone looks at the evidence and says, well, you did it already too. So you can't say one thing for yourself and another thing for another guy. So every time it just continues to reinforce the craziness on the other side of the house there. So, but anyway, y'all are doing great today. You've been enjoying the so far. So,
Catman, I appreciate the telephone call.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. Let's see if we get Joel in here. Joel, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you, Dan. I want to be in on Sweet Creek thing, 11-1.
11-1. You got that, Big John?
Yep.
You got it, Joel. We're going to do that drawing tomorrow. Have you been down to Sweet Creek?
I have. They are great. I got some of the muscadine cider. I love it. And I've had the Cuban sandwich. It's great, too. Reed is a great guy. He really is. And his wife, she's a beautiful lady.
She really is. Let me tell you something. Another thing about them, their staff is just absolutely spectacular. They'll knock themselves out to try to help you.
I know that. And I agree with you on all this other, but I'm kind of like Billy. I like to see it happen, but I think it's going to happen closer to the 2020 elections. So it'd be fresh on folks' mind is what I'm thinking.
Well, the other thing that happens is that it has kind of a cascade effect. You remember, Watergate took 2.5 years to go through. And I think that what's going to happen is I think there's going to be some rumbling and some people kind of uh-oh type deal. And then it's going to be like Watergate. Who's going to be next? I'm a big Watergate fan. All the President's Men. Read everything I possibly could about it. And I remember it vividly. And it was interesting to watch. You would watch the news, like, who's going to go down next? What's going to break in the story next? And I think this will be very similar to that.
Well, I've got an autographed book by Chuck Colson when he was out at Maxwell, and it fascinates me on that too.
Yeah, it's I've probably seen All the President's Men, the movie, probably 100 times.
Yeah. Well, y'all have a great day.
Thanks. I got your name in the drawing, Joel. Listen in. We'll do that tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Mary Ann?
How are you doing?
Mary Ann, I am great. How are you today?
No, you sound great. I've been listening to you since the Don Markwell days.
Wow.
When you started out, I was listening to you, and he gave you pointers of what not to say and how to say it, and you learned well.
Do you think Don would be proud of me?
I think he's sitting up there saying, go, Dan.
I like that. I like that.
I loved him. He was the guru of it all, wasn't he?
He really, he really was. And he and I became good friends, and he really helped me along in the business and kind of telling me what I need to be doing and how the whole thing works.
Sometimes he did it on air.
Yeah, he did.
And I was with you when you had your surgery and all that.
Going through my cancer.
That time. Anyway, well, we love the show. Absolutely love it. And can I be in the drawing?
Mary Ann, of course you can. Give me your month and day of birth.
3/18.
3/18, my dear. You have got it.
What time are you going to do it?
We'll probably do it tomorrow about 20 minutes, about 2:40.
2:40. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Y'all to have continue to be with us for another 10 or 15 years.
Oh, man, I hope God's that nice to me.
Absolutely. I won't be here, but I'll be watching you.
There you go. I appreciate you, Mary Ann.
Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Thanks. News 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See, police officer, give them a big thumbs up. Okay, so Sean Hannity's going to be talking to Nunes, and I messed up the clip numbers. The Meadows 2 is actually the Meadows 3, I believe. The S.H. Meadows on Dems ignoring info.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's the one that's marked 2. S.H. Meadows on Dems. There you go. Hit it.
Chairman of the Freedom Caucus, what you and Jim Jordan in particular did behind closed doors, now that we're getting those transcripts, you are asking the right questions, the hardest questions, informed questions, and forward-thinking questions, knowing what the truth would eventually be and come out as. Your reaction to all of these events?
Well, thank you, Sean. I can tell you, Devin Nunes has done an unbelievable job. And actually, we've had two different camps. He's seen much of the classified. Jim Jordan and I have not. And so we've been able to work together in a way that honestly is about transparency for the American people. Here's the thing that dawned on me today. You had another Mueller hearing here in HPSC, an open hearing. Why was it open? Because they want to try to resurrect the whole Mueller narrative and try to do their best to make sure that the American people are engaged. But the truth of the matter is they didn't get the result they wanted. You know, there was the old Adam, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Well, they've tried, and tried again, and they'll continue to try. But the problem is they know the truth. Even some of the witnesses today here on Capitol Hill, they're supposed to be experts. They hadn't even read the Steele dossier. That's how not credible that was.
Yeah, she was talking about one of them is Joyce Vance of Alabama, Judge Vance's daughter, who was the U.S. attorney for the Northern District. She was awful. She was awful because she can be political on Morning Joe, but that doesn't fly when you're in a congressional hearing.
No.
And Jim Jordan and all those people that just ripped her up.
You know, how embarrassing is it going to be when the truth really comes out and all that everybody's been saying, this liberal media, is untrue? It's really going to rock how we as a nation listen to media and take their word for it.
I tell you what, one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go back and take things that Morning Joe has said, and I'm going to just play that for the audience and realize, and just, you know, talk about, you kept calling Donald Trump a liar 1,000 times. You're the one that was actually lying.
Yeah.
You knew there was a possibility of this not being correct, but you stayed with that story.
Yep.
And you never looked into the real deal of what was happening. And that's the problem. If you're not willing to look and see that there may be what they're saying may be true, if you're just discounting them, then you're the one at fault.
No investigative reporting anymore.
There you go. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Down the line.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Sign up is free, and you get a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. Want to restore your ride's shine? Our line of Chemical Guys Auto Detail products is exactly what you need to have your ride looking great. With more than 5,600 locations nationwide, getting the job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Your old gas yard tools have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has Father's Day savings on the Ego 56-volt cordless trimmer and blower combo kit. Just $249. It has the performance of gas without the hassle. It's two powerful tools powered by a 56-volt lithium-ion battery platform. And right now, it's at a price no one can match. Today is the day for doing with the Ego trimmer and blower combo. Just $249. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about 6 other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Calling out around the world. Are you ready for a brand new week? 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's head back to the phones here. Let's go to Jim from Pratt Vegas. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Dan.
How are you, my friend?
Well, you know, I'm retired now, so every day's Saturday.
I like that. Are you enjoying retirement?
Ooh. Yeah, I sure am. I tell you what, Dan, of all the fun things I've done in my life, you can't beat sitting on the couch with your two twin grandbabies in your lap.
There you go. Yeah, see, having grandchildren and being retired is different than just being retired. I have a lot of clients that get retired, and they don't know what to do with themselves. And the people who have something that they can put their energy into and either starting a new business or put into their grandchildren, those are the happiest people.
Yeah, and you know what I found out, Dan, is the, you know, when my kids were growing up, I was working, so I wasn't there a lot of times and stuff, but now that when I'm with my, especially the babies, when I'm there with them for a couple of days, man, I get to do all the neat things and see all the things that I missed.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right.
And it's, you really get attached to them. I mean, it's a real bonding. Dan, I just had a quick, couple quick things real quick. The interview with George, Mr. Snuffleupagus, I have to call him. What was the deal with him stand? Was it just the way it was set up? But, you know, he was kind of hovering over the president there. I might have missed him, but see, why was he standing it up? Was there no chairs in the room or something?
No, there are chairs in the Oval Office. He's standing at the desk.
Right.
And Trump is seated, and he's got the glass behind him. I'm not sure why he was doing that. Maybe they were doing it for a photo shot where it was tied to the two of them, and they couldn't get it where... Because George is a real short guy, by the way.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump is like 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah.
And so maybe that's what they were trying to do.
Liberal media standing over.
I mean, George is tiny.
Really?
He's like 5'3".
Oh, he was probably standing on a box.
Well, if you look at the picture, his head is not that much. He's standing. Trump is seated. His head is really not that much higher than Donald Trump's.
I thought I heard Trump say, "Hey, stand up, George." He said, "I am." I was watching. I was watching Nancy today in her little speech. Whenever I see her stand up there speaking, there's a movie that comes to my mind all the time. It's called Death Becomes Her. Have you ever seen that movie?
I have not seen it.
Yes.
Death Becomes... Yeah, that's the one with Goldie Hawn and... Susan... Meryl Streep, yeah, they're real old ladies, and they got these potions that they got to keep them alive, and then their body parts start falling apart, you know, and they've been patched up and glued, and finally, at the end of the movie, they fall down these steps, and their bodies just come all apart, and their heads are laying in one place, and they're talking to each other, and she says, can you go get the car? And they're... But it's just kind of funny. She just... when she's speaking, I don't know what it is about it, but she just seems like she's got some... memory lapses going there.
She really did. She was having a hard time, and she was kind of grasping at words and talking about how wrong it was. And I was sitting there going, Nancy, you're just walking right into a trap because you did this kind of blanket. Nobody ever does that. And I'm telling you, something's going to come out about some of her members and some of the things that they've done.
Yeah. How old is she? Is she about 78 or something like that?
I don't know. I have to look it up.
Hold on.
Look it up.
I'm trying. I'm running real fast.
Yeah, I figured she was getting.
I don't think
she's
29.
She's not 29.
She's not there.
No.
I don't think she's 39.
I think may be right on that one.
Okay, 79 years.
79.
That's what it says on Wikipedia.
Yeah, I mean she's going to be spending her time covering for all the people that she's. You know, under her. That's what she's doing now. She's just doing, trying to explain all the stupid things that they're doing. She's running out of excuses.
Yeah, she's trying to be relevant, and she's trying to make it where she's in charge.
Yeah.
And she keeps kind of throwing, you know, he's obstructed justice and he's covered up. And he does all these accusations, but never comes up with any proof.
No, investigate.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, when this stuff comes out, she is really going to be, I mean, it's really going to make her look terrible.
Well, I'm not sure how complicit she is, but I tell you what it's going to do. And if you're old enough to remember when Watergate happened, after the Watergate, the next congressional midterm election, the Republicans got wiped out, and then they got wiped out in 76. And it was ugly, man. I think we lost 175 seats. I think it would be a smackdown.
Yeah, that'd be great. Maybe the United States end up like the state of Alabama, all Republicans. All right, well, y'all have a good one.
You enjoy those grandkids.
Talk to you later, Dan.
Take care. Papa B, Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. Mama D, my wife, has now gotten hooked on Sweet Creek.
Hey, I like that. Hooked.
Oh, my goodness. She's bringing home all kind of stuff. She brought home something called Swamp Cookies.
Oh, yeah. Those are great. Oh, let me give you get some ice cream with that bad boy.
Don't talk about that.
You will love that.
Man.
The ice cream.
They
awesome.
Are great.
They really
I had
are.
To increase my insulin dose the other day. I can only eat half of one. They're big.
It's like East Coast. They're like hubcaps.
I'm telling you, and they're fantastic too. But she had some of the peach cobbler and ice cream.
Oh, let me tell you, that's where they had the peach cobbler down at the bottom of the ice cream. Did you get that?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite.
And if you go in the coolers, they've got it.
Yeah, there you go.
I just have such a weakness for that kind of stuff. And, boy, it was just fantastic. But anyway, yeah, she's hooked on it now. She's stopping by all the time, bringing stuff up. And the tomatoes, oh, my goodness gracious, the tomatoes are perfection. I have never seen anything like it.
Did you have the Slocum? How long ago were you down there?
Oh, well, we were down there together, you know, to get the
gift basket.
The gift basket, and wound up coming back with about three times that kind of basket size. But
they've got the Slocum tomatoes in now, and they are if you like tomatoes, they are outstanding.
Okay.
Papa B, if you'll slice one of those tomatoes, put it on your forehead, you'll lap your brains out trying to get to it.
Well, I'm telling you, I mean, it's just perfection. Each and every one of them were perfection. And I just love tomato sandwiches, okay? I love to eat tomato sandwiches for lunch and put it in my salad and that kind of thing, and they're just fantastic. So, but anyway, Dan, you know, I see the New York Times and others now trying to, what would you call it, sort of do a CYA?
Yeah, let me tell you, the fact that that story that I read that paragraph to got released right after the George Stephanopoulos thing, I tell you what happened, is somebody over the CIA called them and to tell them that, so people will start panicking. I mean, I think that was a deliberate try to get in front of the story, and somebody dropped that dime on them.
I think there's a lot of jittery people in Washington.
I absolutely agree with you on that.
Well, I saw, what was it? Even CNN had a guy on there talking about Christopher Steele was ready now to go on into the FBI. Boy, they were really kind of getting panicked there, you know. So all of these news outlets are all of a sudden sort of padding, you know, sort of getting themselves ready for it. See, the thing is, they already know. It's not a mystery to them. They know. Some of them have been a deliberate part of all of this, you know, circus that we've gone through. So, but now what are they going to say if they have to, you know, go through it, and now all of a sudden this stuff comes out, and they're on the wrong side of it. So they've got
a... They got a lot of explaining to do, don't they?
That's exactly right.
Well, let me interrupt you for one moment. Yeah. I thought another interesting thing to me was the fact that everybody was using the same talking point, is that Trump is open for business.
Yeah.
That was the story in ABC last night. That was the story on the way they couched it in Morning Joe. That's the way they did it on MSNBC last night. Rachel Maddow, one of my unfavored Americans in life. And that's a media, that's a... The Dems ginning the media.
How can they do all that? So they just send it all out to the news? They say,
yeah,
well,
what they do is part of media concepts is the Democrat liberal arm funded by George Soros. It is
our best buddy.
I got something else to talk about, but I know you're at the bottom.
I tell you what, let's do this, Papa B, for you. I don't do this for everybody. For you.
I'm
going to go to the bottom of our break, and then I'm going to come back to you.
feel so special.
You should feel special. Now, we talk so much about Sweet Creek Farm Market, you have to do that. Demo show will be
right
back with Papa B, the happy camper, right after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The best things in life are free, but you can get.
Folks, Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises. Oh, repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Budell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
News Talk 93.1 is calling you out, so you can call in for carrots and win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 for Marguerite's exquisite jewelry.
Yay! I'm so excited!
Awesome.
Winning is simple. Register online at newstalk931.com and listen for us to call you out so you can call in and get qualified to win.
All right, that's awesome.
A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to be good for at least a couple of days. Sunshine today and relatively nice humidity with a high temperature up to about 86. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature 60. That's pretty good in June. Tomorrow, more sun, mid to upper 80s, still tolerable humidity. On Saturday, with a high temperature near 90, mostly sunny skies. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere, but then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Sunday's high right around 90. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego. Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Playing the drums. I love it. The way this song is put together is just outstanding.
If she's with me, I'll blink the lights to let you know tonight's the night for me and you.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's return to Papa B. Hey, Papa B, welcome back.
All right. Joe Biden goes out to Iowa. They hype it up, try to, you know, get a crowd going. He can't get more than about 200 folks. And then he starts talking about how Trump is an existential threat to the country. And, you know, that's just so stupid. But what do you think he meant by that, Dan? What are your thoughts about why he said that?
I think it's part of the fear factor that world that the Dems live in is that, you know, Trump is evil incarnate, and to them, there's nothing good about Trump. Nothing Trump's doing is good. Nothing good about Trump. He is just, in their mind, evil. And so, therefore, he must be eradicated and destroyed. And they'll do anything, because he's evil, and they equate him to Hitler, then anything goes. You can do anything you want to, including break the law, to try to get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
But guys,
all right, so here's my take on it. Here's my take on it, okay?
Let's hear the Papa B take.
All right, so, you know, for 40, 50 years now, the Democrats have basically been able to turn the American people's natural goodwill against them through the use of this fake grievance industry and identity politics to compel them to do things that they otherwise wouldn't do. And in my estimation, it's nothing more than a political extortion scam, okay?
Okay.
And they've lost that ability, okay? It's not really Trump's fault that they have, but Trump, you know, took advantage of the loss of that they've experienced here. They can't use the race card like they used to. They can't
but
use
they can't, they still try, though.
Like they used to.
Papa B, they still try.
Of course they do, because they don't have any other ideas. This is what's worked for them. This is the playbook.
Yeah.
They have like two or three plays in their playbook. This Watergate, this whole investigation thing, part of it was that's this generation of Democrats, Watergate.
Yeah, exactly.
They wanted Watergate again, and they can't have it. That's why it's so frustrating to them. They can't, nothing is working for them like it used to. And so when Joe Biden says, Trump is an existential threat to America. Well, to his way of thinking and to the Democrats, yeah, he is an existential threat. But not just because of him, but because the American people have, you know, kind of had some epiphany about the way the Democrats have composed the politics for all this time.
Well, he's an existential.
Now, am I wrong about that?
Well, he's a threat to them and all the things that they believe in, because if you think about it, for 8 years they sold this bill of goods to America, and it was, you know, Obamacare. It was, we need a bigger government. If there's a problem, government's got to be the one to fix it. If government hadn't fixed it enough, we just haven't given it enough money. And all that vision is about to just go away, because they're going to be proven wrong. I mean, they're still trying to take credit for this economy now to give it to the credit to Obama. That's crazy.
That's so crazy. Here's the what Obama, for 8 years, all he did was complain about why the economy wasn't doing any good and blaming it on George Bush.
Yeah.
And now when he's out of office and the economy's going well, he wants to take credit for it. What idiot is going to believe that?
Well, let me tell you what. A real problem that we have is the press has been so complicit and so compliant to the Democrats, and that's the only reason they are where they are is because of the media. That's the only reason.
Well, and I'd also, you know, say again, the other thing that's really griping them is the courts are just going to be so totally changed against them.
Oh yeah,
that, oh my gosh, that is their tool of choice. And it is going away. So, yeah, Trump is an existential threat, but not to America, to the Democrats.
To them.
And they need to have the existential daylight speed out of them anyway. They've been begging for it for a long time.
Well, and if you think about it, they're, you know, when people believe in institutions and they've created everything around an institution, such as the judicial system, it is about to be changed, and about to be changed big time. And they cannot stand that, because that has been where they got everything they wanted done. Those things came through the judicial system.
Yes, sir. All right, Dan. Well, great talking to you today. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, my friend. You have a great one. Speaking of my good friend, let me go to my good friend Jack Galassini. Jack, welcome aboard.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing great on this Thumbs Up Thursday.
Well, you got it. That's right. You see a police officer, give him a big thumbs up.
Give him a big thumbs up. That's what we're always telling you.
This is Chamber of Commerce weather out there today.
It really is, man. If the weather was like this all the time in Montgomery, our population would be triple.
That's the truth. Listen, first of all, thank you so much for that wonderful riverboat cruise you had.
I want to tell you something.
I didn't realize you could drive that boat so well.
well, I only ran it around twice. I tell you something, Jack. That was one. I am so thoroughly thrilled with my experience with the Harriet 2. The staff is great. The cruise is great. Everything was top-notch.
It sure was. Well, listen, I grew up in Chicago, so I understand a little bit about gangs.
Yeah?
And usually if you have a gang, you take out the leader and everything else falls apart.
Yeah?
It seems like in Washington right now, with all this stuff that's been happening, who do you think is the primary gang leader that needs to be addressed first and foremost? Because he keeps thinking, we're going toward Comey, we're going toward this one, that one, that one. But I guess if you would focus on one and really pop it and get him down, everything else will fall in place.
Well, here is what, and you know, I've got some really good connections with FBI folks, and one of the things I have learned from them, and they have applied the same concept to this, is they use the Pac-Man concept or the little fish. You get the little fish, and then the little fish gets you to the bigger fish. The bigger fish gets you to the big fish. So it's kind of a process that goes up.
Mm-hmm.
And what they may do is kind of like what they did with the Milton McGregor and keep it quiet and then all of a sudden go arrest everybody. And that may take a little bit longer, but I think Lisa Page is cooperating with them. I think some other, you're going to hear Meadows talk about people are coming forth, whistleblowers are coming forth and giving them information. And that's just recently that's happened. So I think a lot of things, it's a lot different, let's say, now than it has been ever before.
Mm-hmm. Well, the whole key is a big word called trust.
There you go.
And we've got to get that trust back. And, of course, Trump has given us that trust. And it's just the way we need to go.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, if we don't get to the bottom of this, Jack, I'm really worried about our government and our faith in Department of Justice and the FBI and our Intelligence Bureau. I mean, if they don't get to the bottom of it, I will never trust them.
You better keep your gun.
Absolutely. Or buy more.
Absolutely. Well, listen, you have a wonderful Father's Day, young man.
Thank you, Jack. You too. You have a great, great day. I appreciate you. Appreciate your friendship.
Okay, buddy. You take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. My good friend Jack Alcini, as I tell the story, he's the guy that gave me the opportunity to be with Ronald Reagan because I learned television and camera under him when I worked in his ad agency and we would do commercials.
Wow.
He'd show me how to shoot a commercial and what a camera shot is like. And that's, I was the only advanced guy on the entire team who knew anything about television.
That was probably pretty important.
That was for Ronald Reagan, and we went through what's called ENG, Electronic News Gathering. That was the camera trucks and the microwave dishes and stuff. Mm. So I knew how all that worked, and so I could go make it happen for him.
He and his wife are just the most awesome people.
I tell you what, Jack Alcini's a great guy. Got to see his family. Love seeing his bride at the Harriet too. Okay, let's go to Mark Meadows talking about the response to the New York Times piece here.
Sean, we're getting a lot of whistleblowers. Primarily, the whistleblowers are coming forward because they believe Attorney General Bill Barr and John Durham are willing to get to the bottom of it. So people that perhaps were afraid under previous leadership to actually say, well, we knew this was wrong, they're coming forward now. And you know, when we look at intelligence, we know that the intelligence community shares a lot of information. What we also know, what Devin Nunes knows, Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, and others that have been involved, is that the Steele dossier, Christopher Steele, his dossier, not only does it have its origins with Fusion GPS and the Democrat National Committee, but other players that are connected, Sidney Blumenthal, and they were shopping it to every media outlet that they possibly could, and the FBI knew it. That's the problem. The FBI knew it prior to that first FISA, and here they are using it as credible information for a FISA application. I just think that that's totally wrong.
Now, he says a very important part. The name Sidney Blumenthal, which we talked about yesterday, he just brought up again. And one of the things that Barr is looking at is what happened, how did the leaks happen? Hmm. We heard Nunes say, and we heard yesterday, that there's more than one dossier. And the guy who did the other dossiers is Sidney Blumenthal, I believe. And it's more of a political roadmap. It was kind of made up stories in the life and times of Sidney Blumenthal. And they kind of created this narrative about Donald Trump, and they put it in these dossiers, and then they took it to the media. You still hear this stuff today, where it's like he's a pawn of Vladimir Putin.
Right, right.
That is something you hear still here to this day. You hear Clapper say that. I believe he may be an asset to the Russia. He actually believes that Donald Trump, the President of the United States, is a Russian asset.
I know.
How stupid can you be?
I just don't get that.
But see, that is part of a narrative that Sidney Blumenthal came up back during the campaign.
And Sidney is the muse of the Clintons.
Exactly right. Hillary Clinton wanted him in the White House, in the State Department. The Obama administration said, no, he cannot be part of the government. He's that trashy.
Yeah, makes up too much stuff.
And so they kept him over at the Clinton Foundation. But they were running roughshod with Clinton Foundation and the server. There's stuff from Sidney Blumenthal on that server.
Yeah.
That they were dumping all sorts of stuff out. That's part of why they had to destroy all this stuff, because they had all these fingerprints over everything, including Sidney Blumenthal and some other folks, and I think also Bill Clinton himself. So this is all...
It's all coming together.
It's all coming together, guys. And you got to be patient. You got to be patient. And Nunes and Meadows are going to talk about what's going to happen. Listen to the last part of what Mark Meadows says here.
Let me ask you both the same exit question. Most people are asking me, when are they going to be held accountable? What do you see in the future, Devin Nunes? And, you know a lot more than I do. Where do you see this going, and who would you not want to be tonight in terms of putting your head down on a pillow for a peaceful night's sleep?
Well, look, if you're any of the former people at the FBI that were in those famous text messages that Mark did such a good job of getting to the bottom of, those people, I think, all have to be concerned. If you look at any of the dirty operations arms of the Clinton campaign, and there's a lot of people that were both at the DOJ involved in that, spouses of people at the DOJ that were involved, because ultimately that Steele dossier permeated down all the way through, ultimately to the special counsel, and I'll just close with this tonight. That is that I was finally able to see the scope memo. And remember, I had these concerns that it was based upon the Steele dossier. And look, I can't talk about what was in there, but we know from the Mueller report, what Judge Sullivan put out, we know that it was probably largely based on the Steele dossier. And
I think the Grassley-Graham memo and the Nunes memo said something to the effect the bulk of the information came from that. Last word, Mark.
Listen, people need to go to jail. People need to be accountable. And I believe indictments are on their way.
I believe indictments are on their way. That's Mark Meadows, head of the Freedom Caucus. And the times he's throwing this stuff out there, he has been spot on. He may be a little off on his timing, like the IG report, but he even went out and corrected that and said, it's not going to be in June. It's going to be later than that. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures. I mean, everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box store, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
The Temptations and the Four Tops are coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone. Tune into the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Impact on June 23rd. Tickets to the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center June 23rd from News Talk 93.1.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I've got to see you.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's listen in with, well, first of all, before I go to this cut, reminder, this hour is brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass in Prattville location. Go by and see Dick Brubaker, Don Wickard, Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. They are doing great on selling trucks, and you want to take advantage of this. Go by and see them. Great sales on cars and trucks, but particularly in the truck world. Take advantage of it, folks. You can save $10,000 on some of the brand, on some of the models. So go see Dick and Don. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Let's listen to Sarah Carter, who I like an awful lot, use her a lot. And she was on with Sean Hannity last night. But listen to what she says about the developments that happened yesterday.
Sarah, big date today.
It was a huge day, Sean. I mean, not only did we see the congressional hearings up on Capitol Hill with Nunes really tackling and his opening statement really delivering a punch and a blow to Adam Schiff, but we also saw Donald Trump Jr., who was testifying behind closed doors. Now, remember, Donald Trump Jr. had already given 27 hours of testimony, and he said before he went into this closed door hearing, I'm going to give the exact same testimony I gave before, you know, even if it takes 27 hours. The biggest development, though, did come from General Flynn hiring Sidney Powell. She's a former federal prosecutor. I spoke with her earlier today, and she told me the most important point she wanted to make was that General Flynn will continue to cooperate with the government. But she made another really important point. She said it would take about 90 days to get through his file. I mean, it's a massive, massive file, and she wants to go through it tooth and comb, and she wants to ensure that she understands the case completely before sentencing. So it looks like his sentencing hearing will possibly be pushed even further into the future. Right now, there is no date set. I can tell you this, that both family and friends and the general public is very excited about this.
And what she's talking about is General Flynn fired his counsel and hired this lady who was a former prosecutor, U.S. prosecutor. And so that's going to delay his sentencing and everything. The question it will be, is he going to withdraw his plea?
He should.
And try to either get them to redo the case and or see if Trump will do something here. I think the timing is everything here. And you got to remember, he was formerly the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. And I think he probably has been told of some things that are kind of going on. Some,
right.
So a little cooking in the pot,
yep,
type thing. And timing is everything. So yep, in other words, stuff drops and said he was set up. And then the prosecution is going to kind of, probably is going to throw their hands up because Weissman and these folks are going to look really bad.
But didn't Comey just admit that he set him up? I mean, he said, look, no, you don't need a lawyer. No,
yeah,
everything's cool.
I think that's a problem. I think that the Page and Strzok thing, yeah, is a problem. I think Page has probably cooperated. I think that Weissman, I mean, the chatter among my group, Weissman is a major target here. Weissman screwed up a whole bunch of stuff.
Which he's known to do.
He has done it. He got overturned by the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. He arrested people, sent them to jail. That the Supreme Court basically took him out of jail because of misconduct, mm-hmm, on his part. Mm-hmm. They slapped his wrist. They should have taken his license away from him. But I understand he's kind of a linchpin of the big problems that are out there.
There's no
he
doubt.
And another guy that they're the ones that kind of cooked the books on this kind of stuff. Strzok told Mueller a whole bunch of, fed him a whole bunch of